Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress, always evolving. It's homegrown, homemade radio. A home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. You're invited to come along on this journey of musical exploration. And welcome back to a new season of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If the radio's playing a forgotten song, it's probably Radio Thrift Shop. That was Bobby Grove with Whistle of the Gravy Train, recorded in 1957 in Hamilton, Ohio, and sent around to DJs and radio stations. And that was released by King Records. We started off with Billy Mize and the Windward Isle from 1960. It's the B-side of Little Coco Palm, a 45 released on Raven Records. And there's only two records that I could find listed for Raven Records, so that's a scarce label, and I think the Windward Isle is a scarce record. Well, if you love crate digging, you've come to the right place, so let's dig a little deeper into the crates at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Bye.
45 released on Madison Records in 1961. That was a band called The Dunes with The Lonely Sands. Before that, great Overlook guitarist Phil Upchurch with Strawberry Letter. We started off with a band called The Oracle, Don't Say No, which is the B-side to The Night We Fell in Love, a 45 released on Verve Records in 1967. Skip the A-side and go to the B-side. The Oracle with Don't Say No. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. If you have any questions or comments or even requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Exploring science in the sea. The chambered nautilus comes from a long line of survivors. Its earliest ancestors appeared more than 500 million years ago. Its family tree has persisted through five global extinctions, including the one that killed the dinosaurs. But the modern-day nautilus may not do so well. It's threatened by the current extinction event caused by our changing climate. And it's also threatened by its own beauty. People are killing millions of them for their spiral shells and the shell's mother-of-pearl lining. The nautilus is a relative of the octopus and squid. Its shell consists of a series of chambers. The animal can fill each chamber with air or water to control its depth. It appears to be a scavenger, living mainly on scraps. The nautilus inhabits tropical waters in the Indian and Western Pacific Oceans. But it doesn't appear to be as common as it used to be. In fact, it's vanished from some locations. One reason may be climate change. It might not be able to survive in the warmer and more acidic oceans, or it could be moving northward to cooler waters as its current habitat heats up. It could also be moving deeper. It can't go too deep, though, or its beautiful shell will implode under the pressure. The nautilus is also being hunted for its shells. From 2000 to 2016, about 1.7 million shells were brought into the United States alone. Some countries are protecting the creatures, and the U.S. has listed the nautilus as threatened, a survivor that's trying to hang on. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
the beat.
The amazing jazz harpist Dorothy Ashby with Life Has Its Trials. And before that, from Toronto, Canada, a band called Heavenworth, the tune Spaceman, released on Full Fist Records on a 7-inch vinyl single back in 1978. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're digging the crates. and it's always about good music and discovery. Musically, we take the road less traveled, and I hope that road leads you to the door of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science and the sea. Warmer oceans are bad news for corals. Higher temperatures can kill the living part of a coral, leaving only a bleached out skeleton. Despite appearances, though, one species of coral might not be dead at all. It might be only mostly dead. And when conditions improve, it can regenerate. Researchers studied a type of coral found only in the Mediterranean Sea. In particular, they regularly checked on a large patch of coral off the coast of Spain from 2002 through 2017. At various times during that period, some of the individual coral colonies looked dead. They lost their color, and some were overgrown with algae. And some of them really were dead, but not all. The scientists found that some of the living organisms of the coral colonies, known as polyps, had gone into a sort of hibernation. The change was triggered by warmer waters during the summer months. The polyps got smaller and they pulled away from the hard skeleton. In time, though, as the temperature dropped, some of the polyps rejuvenated. They returned to normal, bringing their colonies back to life. Scientists had seen evidence of this type of behavior in ancient coral fossils, but it's the first time that modern corals were seen to come back to life. That could be a way for corals to survive our changing climate. But the researchers warn that regeneration might not last for long. Continued rises in global temperatures could be too much for the coral to handle, turning them from mostly dead to all dead. You can find images to accompany our programs on our website, scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Radio Thrift Shop is free-form, homegrown, homemade radio. And please feel free to communicate. I'd love to hear from you. The email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Did you ever get the feeling that the truth is less revealing than a downright lie? Did you think your head was hip to certain things it's not equipped to qualify? All day long the sky is blue and everyone says how do you do in Shangri-La. Every day's a perfect day and you can go your own sweet way in Shangri-La. Our daily bread. Insisting on an equal cut, some people even bust a gut to stay ahead.
of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area now called the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from the western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North America to the east in their ships with the painted sails. To the east, Africa was available, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The Antediluvians colonized the world. All the gods who play a part in mythological dramas and all legends from all lands were from fair Atlantis. Knowing what they were doing, Atlantis set out ships to all corners of the earth. Onward were the 12, the poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends. Gods they were, and as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice, and let us sing, and dance, and ring in the new.
right, somebody's having a lot of fun. That's the band Lenola from the album A Gift from a Garden to a Flower, a tribute to Donovan, released way back in 2002. That was, of course, a cover of Atlantis. Before that, the one, the only, the amazing band The Ruddles with Shangri-La. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's drop the needle on another tune. Another Donovan cover sounds good. Here's My Morning Jacket.
Colouring sky, pushing blue. Scarlet fleece changes hue. Crimson balls sits from view.
Dying things come. let the winter roll along. I got nothing left but song.
From 1971, the band Victoria, tune called Peace. Before that, the Kinks, and Wait Till the Summer Comes. And we started that set off with My Morning Jacket, Wear Your Love Like Heaven. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with more crate digging. You never know what you're going to hear on the Thrift Shop. It's never the same program once, or even twice. Or is it? It's never the same program twice, or even once. Okay, regardless, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.